This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly League One podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Week 6 in France, the best analysis of French top flight football on its way in the company of Steve Wiss and James Eastham, as per usual. Some top handicapping to come over the course of the next half hour. That's if the first 5 weeks of the season, Steve, is anything to come by, because the boss Nigel has been on and he's given us the latest numbers, hasn't he?
Yeah, and I've got to say massive credit to James here, who's been carrying the show for the last five rounds. But in total, we're plus 4.19 units with a ROI of 11.03. Pretty much most of that is James's work. I've had a few good rounds in between, but a bit of bad luck the last couple of rounds for me personally. But overall, we've had a really good start to the season. And like I say, well done, James. I think you've been brilliant in August, so keep it going.
Yeah, thank you, mate. It's been a funny season in a way as well, Dan, because, and I think we're going to talk about it, the goals count in France is just unbelievably high. We had a high scoring season last year. The question was, will it continue to be high scoring? Because as we all know, it's traditionally quite a low scoring league. But it's been amazing. So many goals. So from a trends point of view, I think that's the big takeaway from August. Will that carry on for the rest of the season? My feeling is yes. We'll have to wait and see.
170 goals scored, 49 games in the book, 3.46 the average. It's not going to stay at 3.46. It just can't do. I don't think it can't do. It's not the Dutch second division here. I look back to 05-06 where it was 2.13, and I think the season before or the season after was 2.17. I think it might even be Europe-wide, Steve. James, what do you think? Are we just seeing more goals generally everywhere?
VAR helps, I think. I honestly think VAR promotes goals, because people talk about the disallowed ones, but what about all the penalties that get given and things like that? And but yeah, at the minute, it's resembling like the Norwegian second division. It really is. Like goals everywhere. There's a lot of attack-minded managers in Liga at the moment. I must add that I think has really helped.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the people that have worked in French football for a long, long time, Dan, managers, former managers, you know, they've said, well, it always used to be high scoring if you look back to the 70s. Obviously, we're going back a long way there. But they say, you know, these things are cyclical. And obviously, you know, guys of our age who followed French football for maybe 20, 25 years, we've only really ever known it as a low scoring league. But, you know, leagues do change over time. And last season was so high scoring. For that to continue, maybe this is it. Maybe now we are in a situation where France is a high scoring league.
Yeah, was it 7 out of 10 midweek? I think were overs. There's always a caveat, because some teams can score, you know, 5, 6, 7 as Paris Saint-Germain do, and therefore the average is skewed. You're looking, you know, for a median rather than a mean. But anyway, we'll watch with interest over the course of the season, I'm sure. Let's kick off the match previews. Auxerre against Marseille first up. James, you're first of the party here. I was across many social media tweets and feeds when it came to Marseille when the penalty was missed. Didn't cover the handicap, I don't think, for many in their midweek win against Clermont. But you still like Marseille here, with a bit of a caveat. Go on.
Yeah, very much, Dan. I do like Marseille. I think they made a very good start to the season. We weren't quite sure what to expect from them before the season started, because they've got a new manager in Igor Tudor and a lot of new players have come into the side. They've started well. They're going into this game on the back of two really great performances. They won 3-0 away at Nice last weekend, were really great value for that victory. They then won 1-0 in midweek against Clermont, but really they could have won a lot more heavily than that. They played very, very well. So I fancy them this weekend because I think in Tudor, what they've got is a manager who clearly pushes his players. So I don't think there'll be any easing off, even though they've got the Champions League game at Tottenham next week. I don't think they will ease off. And they've also got a very big squad. So if the manager feels they need to rotate to maintain their standards, that's something they can do. So, yeah, I do fancy them strongly against an Auxerre side who I think we will see pick up points this season against maybe mid-table sides, lower-ranking sides. I don't see them as being strong enough very often to take points off the top sides. They don't seem to be solid enough for me to do that. And the selection I've gone with here is Marseille on the handicap, Asian handicap minus 0.75 goal start, which in simple terms is, you know, do we think Auxerre will avoid defeat here? My answer to that is no. So that's why I fancy Marseille on the handicap. And by backing Marseille minus 0.75 rather than just backing Marseille to win, you do get slightly bigger odds.
Minus 139 to win the game, minus 109 on the Asian handicap. Sorry, Steve, you were saying?
Yeah, I did look at this game. I very nearly took Marseille team total over 1.5 goals, but decided to leave it alone. I knew James had a pick in this as well. Very disappointed about the handicap in midweek against Clermont. I don't know how Marseille only won that 1-0. They should have had 3 or 4. And likewise, Auxerre, I don't know how they covered their handicap against Lyon. They should have lost about 4 or 5. So hopefully we just get a straightforward Marseille win here.
Yeah, I'm not letting this section go without rattling off my Alexis Sanchez stat, which I put in the running order. He's only scored 4 of his last 13 penalties. So if Pite is off the pitch, just be aware, be afraid, in fact, if you're a Marseille backer. Let's move on to Lyon against Angers. Lyon minus 315, short price here. Angers plus 700, draw plus 450. Lyon plus 2,500 to win Ligue 1. Minus 106 for a top three finish, which is shorter than Marseille, even though they're still at the same price to win the title. You both got selections in this one. Steve, talk us through your pick first up.
I generally thought about backing about 4 different bets in this game. I just didn't know which one to pick, to be honest. But in the end, I've gone with over 3 goals at minus 133. And simple fact is, I could actually see Angers contributing to the goals mark here. They're not a good side. And I mean, midweek, they lost 4-2 at home against 10 men. But they have shown an ability to score some goals this year. And Lyon, I don't fully trust their defensive setup. So I could see Angers getting 1 goal, certainly, which means, you know, I think Lyon themselves are obviously strong favourites here. They should win fairly easily. They've got a lot of offensive firepower. They won 2-1 in midweek against Auxerre, but it should have been a lot more. If they take even just half of their chances here, it would be comfortable. I looked at first half goals as well. You know me, I do like a good first half goals bet over 1.25. I could see that coming in as well. They tend to start very hot in matches, and the handicap, which James is going to talk about soon. But I mean, I think that at worst, there's 3 goals in the game combined. So that's the one that made sense to me. Get 3 goals, we get at worst a push. But I think I'm looking at sort of 4 or 5 goals in this game. So over 3 for me at minus 133.
Yeah, they've scored 25 in their last 7 at home, stretching back to last season. How big a miss will Paqueta be? James, now he's gone to West Ham, 9 goals last season, 9 goals the season before that.
Yeah, he will be. He's a fantastic player. We had a period when he was at Lyon where he was arguably the best player in League One, although he didn't last long. And the idea at Lyon, it seems, as we run out of time before the window closes, is that they'll promote from within the squad to replace him. So Romain Fèvre, who they brought in last season, was really bought at the time for this moment to become the new number 10, or Jeffrey Adelaide, who is a very good midfielder. He's had a lot of injury problems. Will that mean they're weaker? It does mean they're weaker. You could argue that they didn't really see the best of Lucas Paqueta last season, so they've sort of got used to playing without him at his best. And I think there's some argument to be made there, because he was quite inconsistent last year. But coming on to this game, I think what Lyon do have, with or without Paqueta now, is I still think they've got the players and the attackers in particular to win against mid-ranking or lower-ranking sides in France. That, I think, is one of the trends we might see on Lyon. They may fall a little bit short against the top sides. Will they finish top 3? Will they get enough points against Marseille, against PSG? Maybe not. But when you look at the front players they've got, I do think they're a good bet to win this sort of game quite comfortably. Alexandre Lacazette has come back, looks very hungry, looks very sharp, has got a couple of goals. Tet on the right wing has scored. Carl Toko-Ekambi on the left wing got his first goal in midweek. And crucially, for the goals bets and the handicap bets on Lyon this season, Moussa Dembélé off the bench is a great player to have off the bench. This is a guy that got 21 goals in League One last year. and is now the number two striker at Lyon because of Alexandre Lacazette. And we saw him come off the bench against Rance last weekend and get his first goal of the season. So having a number two striker, if he's to stay, which we think he is, like Dembele, on your bench, it's great for the handicap bets, I think, because it can push Lyon from a one goal to a two goal win or a two goal to a three goal win, and also help out with the overall goals bets in a game. So that's my thinking on this game, Dan. I think Lyon are a side for this sort of match against a mid or lower ranking side. And I'm the same as Steve with Ondrej. Have not seen anything impressive from them so far. We both tipped them for relegation before the season started. No wins in five. They've lost three. All three they've lost so far. I think they've lost by two goals. So I'm backing Lyon here on the Asian handicap. They're minus 1.5. At -113, and I think at home against a team like Ondrej, that's a pretty good bet.
Let's move on to Saturday late game, Nantes against Paris, +800 home side here, massive price. Obviously, Paris are short at -375, +500. The draw, Steve, you're going to go for goals here. Do you think, from a Paris point of view, is their approach to this game going to be any different because the Champions League starts next week, or does it not really matter when it comes to the group stages for Paris? Because we know that they're going to get through the knockout stages that they stumble in. So in terms of league approach, it'll be the same.
I don't think anything changes, Dan, to be honest. I think they just want to get into this great rhythm of scoring goals, winning matches, getting the confidence up. Maybe after Christmas, it's different when the knockout rounds are on. And they've got to really focus on those. But, I mean, I was annoyed in midweek because I took over 3.25 goals in the PSG game at Toulouse. I have not a clue how this lost. I lost half, and even then I nearly lost it all. But the goalkeeper for Toulouse was mentally so many saves, Maxime Dupé. Could not believe it. And a repeat of that here, I mean, it will easily go over. And ironically, that +800 cash last year on Nantes, they actually won the game. And Lafont was given a 10 out of 10 rating by L'Equipe, which is so rare. You've seen better chance of seeing pigs fly sometimes than that rating. But I don't think lightning strikes twice. I think I like over three goals here. It's a bit of a skinny price, -156. But I'm playing for a little bit of caution in case it's exactly three, which it could happen. It could be PSG 3-0. I think Nantes, there's a chance they can get on the score sheet because they're not bad on the break, although Moses Simon is injured for this fixture. But fundamentally, PSG can cover this goal line on their own if needed. Nantes might be able to contribute. They might get inspired again by being at home. So, yeah, I like the goals again. Over three at -156.
James, your thoughts on PSG's situation at the moment?
Yeah, we've said before on this show, Dan, that even when they've won these games by big margins, and I'll include the midweek game against Toulouse in that because 3-0 is a big margin, that they have almost been wasteful. They could have won by even more. I totally agree with Steve. It's crazy that midweek that didn't pay out on the PSG game because they could have won 5 or 6-0. So yeah, I mean, I think the talking point here will be, it's probably going to be Alban Lafont in goal for Nantes against PSG, because we've seen that a few times. He conceded four against them in the Champions Trophy that PSG won 4-0 just before the season started. So it'd be interesting to see whether he's fired up personally after that defeat. But yeah, I don't see them changing their approach with the Champions League coming up next week. There might be rotation. There was a little bit of rotation in midweek. Didn't make a great deal of difference. We haven't seen the front three rotate yet. They all kept their places in midweek. Whether Galtier will be bold enough to put one of them on the bench when they're all playing so well and so competitive, both against the opposition and against each other, we'll have to wait and see. But it should be a comfortable win. I mean, you know, they are capable of raising their game occasionally, but it should be a good win. And I think, yeah, the goals bet on PSG games at the moment, it's just impossible to go against it. It's not paid out every time. We've seen them, yeah, we saw them draw 1-1 against Monaco. But when you're watching the way they play, it's a pretty good bet every time at the moment.
Yeah, it's a bet that's copped 3 out of 5, one push this season so far. So it's... I think we've got to go with goals with Paris on this one. -156 over three. That's Steve's selection. Montpellier Lille. Steve, you're tackling this one at Stade de la Mosson. Montpellier have been involved in plenty of wild games this season. And we're suggesting that trend will continue here.
Yeah, going with goals again, Dan. There's a bit of a theme here, isn't there, at the moment? But over 2.75 goals in this game for me at +100. you called it there, wild games, not just in terms of goals, but red cards, action, everything. As a neutral, you really want to be watching Montpellier games right now. And they've got the goalkeeper suspended for this game as well, Jonas Omlin. And that, I think, will accelerate goal production because Lille are definitely good for goals themselves. I was frustrated midweek. I took them on the nose to beat Nice, and I should have gone with the overbet instead. I was torn because you can't trust that Lille defence. I said it on the last show. There's something about them defensively without Botman and a couple of others in recent years. They're not as solid as they once were. So I certainly don't see either team keeping a clean sheet here. I nearly took both teams to score, but it's a bit of a skinny price. I'm looking for a bit of value over 2.75 goals. Plenty of attacking firepower at both ends of the field. Eli Vahi, Jonathan David, maybe Mohamed Bayo might finally get his season started, apart from being in the nightclubs, of course. So, there's just nothing really that doesn't suggest goals for me in this game. It's just a question of what bet you take and what line you take. So over 2.75 plus 100, a nice bit of value, I think, here.
Okay, goals on the agenda in Montpellier. Lille, what about Ajaccio against Lorient? Ajaccio didn't score many goals, didn't concede many goals in their promotion season either last term. James, I have to confess, I didn't watch any of their second tier games, but I would imagine there might be something of a hard watch there. Plus 138 to beat Lorient, plus 195. What are your thoughts on this one?
This is the one game this weekend, Dan, where when I looked at the straight prices to win the matches, I thought they were the wrong way round. Because Ajaccio, as you've said, are favourites to win here. I disagree with that. I don't think they should be favourites. Starting with Lorient, they've not done badly this season. They lost heavily in midweek to Lens. They lost 5-2, and that might be part of the reason why their price is so long and might put people off. But what I'd say about Lorient is that, yeah, they did lose heavily. I think they'll lose heavily again to top teams, and I think Lens are potentially a top 16 this season. But I think they'll do okay against mid-table sides and against lower-ranking sides, and we've already seen that from them this season. They're unbeaten in 3 out of 4. They beat Clermont. They got a point away to Toulouse, who are a better team than Ajaccio. So I wouldn't worry too much about that heavy defeat against Lens. I think Lorient are a decent side in this sort of game. And on Ajaccio, I don't see why they're clear favourites, really. They played 5 games. They've lost 4 of them. They've got a point in a game where they were a bit lucky to get the point. They're a promoted side who haven't really strengthened. So we're seeing almost a League Two standard team here playing in the French First Division. And yet they're favourites. They will be difficult to beat at home. They can be a tricky side to play against. So it won't be easy for Lorient to win the game. But I just feel that the price on Ajaccio, they haven't shown anything in their 5 matches so far that suggests they should be clear favourites. And the selection I've gone with on the game is Lorient with a plus 0.25 start on the Asian handicap, which is available. We think it'll be available at around 100. All you need for that bet to pay off is for Lorient to avoid defeat. So you've got, 2 out of 3 horses here. You've got the bet on your side as well as a Lorient win. And I think if you look at all the games involving both these sides so far, I think, it's a good price, really, really good price. So, for me, this is one of the matches this weekend in France where the prices look a little bit out.
Clermont Toulouse next. We talked about Clermont obviously already, Steve, but you are going in again here with a bit of insurance.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm gonna get my money's worth out of Toulouse this Clermont this week. They frustrated me in midweek, but I'm gonna go against them again here. I just think Toulouse are the better team. Simple as that. If you watch them against PSG, yeah, they deserve to lose, but they gave it a really good go and they could have scored at least one goal at one point. I really enjoyed their attitude and approach to that fixture. They looked like they were having fun as well. I think they'll come out of that match thinking, oh, you know what? We gave it a good go. You know, you got Clermont at Marseille, apart from a ridiculous moment where they hit the double bar. It was a crazy moment in the game. But apart from that, they offered absolutely nothing. They're on the back foot throughout the whole contest. And, we know they've got limited resources. We know they've got a very poor squad on paper. And that's why they're one of the favourites to go down. I think only Ajaccio are worse on paper than Clermont. And for me to lose against this sort of opposition are going to be fine this season. They're going to pick up points. And, I'm going to take the draw no bet or the tie no bet, as it is with Bet Rivers here. Minus What's the price on this one? I've forgotten the price.
-122.
There you go, -122. So it's not the worst odds in the world, and it does give you that insurance if it's a draw, which is a chance of that. But I think Toulouse will just have too much in this game for Clermont. Better squad on paper, better form, more confidence. And I see this as an away victory. I'm not sure how many goals are going to be in the game, but I think something like 2-0, 2-1 to Toulouse.
-122, Steve's tip, Toulouse, tying no bets. Troyes against Rennes, last we look at here, Rennes. Favourites -137, Troyes +340 here. I've seen a couple of the Rennes games this season. Thought they were unlucky early on. Borigo Terrier-Labour scored a lot of goals and combined for a lot of goals last season. They've got Kalimundo. I don't know if that's upset their balance a little bit, Steve, but they're all good players. And maybe we're just beginning to see them click after a little bit of a slow start.
Yeah, I'm going with over 2.5 goals in this game, Dan. We don't know the odds yet exactly because they're not listed, but we think it's going to be about -114 in general. And Kalimundo actually has not played the last couple of games. He's been injured. But I saw something in Rennes midweek that they won 3-1. It was a couple of late goals, but really, they should have had that match sewn up way before then. They were creating a lot of chances. Only the Brest goalkeeper kept it respectable for a while. Yeah, Brest are conceding so many goals right now. But I think Troyes are conceding quite a few as well. They had a great win against Monaco midweek, 4-2 away from home. I see both teams going for this. I think both can contribute. Don't rule out Troyes getting a shock result here. I think they've got the right sort of offensive team to cause a lot of problems to Rennes, actually. They've got pace on that wide, which will, I think, get them some goals. I could see something like even the 2-2 draw. But I prefer to take the over 2.5 rather than both teams scoring, because if Rennes, let's be honest, if Rennes really do play to their best here, they can cover this goal line all on their own. And as I say, I think both should be able to contribute here. So again, it's just one of the matches where the overs stand out again. There's not many matches in Ligue 1 where the unders stand out right now. The only real one I'd consider would probably be the Ajaccio game, simply because of their style. But so many goals floating around the leagues right now. 4 of my 5 picks are on goals this week. So let's hope they don't dry up.
Yeah, well, let's hope it continues the trend that we've seen over the course of the season. I'm going to throw a curveball in, and this is massive recency bias. I've seen Desiro Doué come on as a substitute. He looks fantastic. He's 17 years old. Do you know anything about him at all, James? Don't want to throw you a curveball here.
No, it's fine. Yeah, he looks a great player. I know he's very highly thought of in the France national youth team setup. Done really well for their national teams at age group level. Rennes do produce great kids. We've seen that, you know, in the past with the likes of Ousmane Dembele coming through, Jorginho Rutter, who's playing in Germany now, who came through the Rennes Academy and left before he got match time really for Rennes. But he was fantastic as well for France at youth team level. So yeah, I know the manager thinks he's ready. There was some talk about, well, is he in the team because they're rotating, or are the players maybe being left out of the side because of transfer news? That's played a bit of a role, but I think they do feel he's ready. He's got a booking and a goal in a couple of appearances. He feels like he's a first-team player now. So, yeah, definitely one to watch. And like I say, there's a lot of credibility if you get into the team at a young age at Rennes, because the competition there is pretty fierce.
Anything else to mention across this week? We talked about goals at the start. Steve, I know you're looking for a lot of goals in the games that you're selecting here. I mean, at some stage, there's got to be a little bit of regression, I guess. But the game's set up nicely for goals, we hope, this weekend. Any other bets, any other things that we should be looking out for from you two this weekend?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? I really wanted to get involved in the Brest against Strasbourg game. I wish they were playing anyone else, because I think both are in terrible form right now. I want to oppose them both. So keep your eye on that game to see how bad they are, because it's either going to be a horrendous 0-0 where neither team has confidence, or a wild game where they both go for it. But just so frustrating that they're playing against each other, because I want to oppose them desperately.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I looked at that game long and hard as well. The other game I want to mention, Dan, is that we do have a big game in France we've not touched on from a betting point of view, which is Nice against Monaco.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the Riviera Derby down in the south of France. Don't get involved in that game would be my advice, because and mainly because of Nice. We've mentioned before on the show, they don't really look ready for the season. And we don't yet know what to expect from Nice, because they've
had... Is this because the signings have come in late or not yet settled?
Yeah, exactly that, Dan. They've come in very late. Obviously, Nicolas Pepe's come in really late. But before that, you know, Aaron Ramsey came in quite late, and Becker in midfield. So, Yeah, we don't really know what their best 11 is. They've also had European games, which has sort of messed up their schedule. From one game to the next, you just don't really know what the side's going to be or how they're going to play. So it could be a great game to watch. And it's always quite a big event down there. But from a betting point of view, if there's a game to avoid this weekend in France, that would be my suggestion.
Really tough one. I totally agree. That could go absolutely either way. Maybe look at the cards there. There's been enough red cards flying around in Ligue 1 recently. Really difficult game. And Nice, I don't know. I can't make a head or tail of them right now.
A watching brief for the big game on Sunday, but plenty to get stuck into over the course of the weekend. James, Steve, thanks for your company. Social media details. James, where can we find you?
Yeah, on Twitter, under my name, James Eastham, or on the BetRivers Network. We'll be retweeting the show, so you can pick me up there.
Wonderful. Steve?
Yeah, at Meatman Soccer on Twitter. And did I hear that you're on Twitter now, Dan?
I think I've got 9 or 10 followers.
You better get involved.
I've not tweeted yet because I'm not quite sure what I'm doing. I'm 51 years old now. But I expect I expect both of you to follow me.
Absolutely.
And if you don't,
I was looking for you. I couldn't find you.
I'll send you. I'm at, and I regret this already. I'm at Dan Robe. So D-A-N-R-O-E-B. So I don't know why I put the B. I should have just put Dan Robe, shouldn't I, really? I don't know. I'm sure that my followers will be in their thousands before we get to speak again.
We'll get some retweets, Dan. Don't worry.
Wonderful. That's what I need, apparently. That wraps up the BetRivers Ligue 1 podcast. Rob's going to be back in the chair next week. Rob's got thousands of followers, I noticed. That's going to be with a rundown of week 7 of the league season. And make sure you're across all of the BetRivers content, of course, at Because We Win. That's it for this week. We'll speak soon.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League 1 on the BetRivers Network.